to this 2 Timothy chapter 4. I'm going to read verses 1 through 9. And the message is to carry on. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 1 through 9. I charge thee, therefore, before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing in his kingdom, preach the word, be instant, in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort, with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned unto fables. But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry. For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. And here's verse 9. Do thy diligence to come shortly unto me. And that one really hit me. God was giving me that message all day long, and I didn't know it until I calmed down and just studied the Bible. Begins with, I charge thee. Paul was actually writing to Timothy. This is a second letter to Timothy. About carrying on in his absence. And we as the church kind of find ourselves in that very predicament right now. And we are charged by God to carry on. And I only have about 15 points. No, I'm kidding. My first point is going to be, what are we charged to do? And that you'll find in verse 2, is to preach the word and be instant, in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort, with all longsuffering and doctrine. And most of that part came to me today, but I wanted to explain what those words are, reprove, rebuke, and exhort. So to reprove is to reprimand or censor. So we have to preach the word, but we have to speak the right word. We have to preach the correct word. So we have to reprove and rebuke false teachings, which is to criticize, and exhort is strongly encourage. So the first two are to really be hard and figure out, you know, make sure we're preaching the right stuff and not getting caught up in traps. But the other one, exhort, the last one is to strongly encourage. We have to encourage each other to preach the word, the true word, the gospel. And that was a big one for me. So that's what we're charged to do, is to preach the word. We're not all preachers, but we are, you know, to preach the gospel of peace. Now my second point, that was a quick point, but my second point is why are we charged, or this is why we are charged. And you find that in verse 3. Let me read that. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. The time is now. It's today. It's not all. If you saw my notes. Anyways, the time is now. Today. Not all, but quite a lot of people today don't want to listen to sound doctrine. We do find it more and more and more preachers are tickling ears. They're getting big congregations. They want money. They want this and that power. This church, I love it. It's small, but we do so much of God's work. And we preach doctrine right out of this Bible, right out of the King James Version Bible. And, you know, a lot of people, they want to work. They want to go home. They don't want to be bothered by preachers who don't tell them, you know, thank you just for showing up. And a lot of people don't want to hear that. They will stop coming around and make excuse after excuse for why they don't go to church. And that we find in verse 4. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. They'll make excuses. They'll use their imaginations and conspiracy theories to justify themselves for why they're not serving God or why they're not coming into church. I know you've all heard a few of these excuses, you know, like they just want to judge me. I don't go to that church. They just judge me. They just judge me. They're critical. Or the pastor's picking on me. Hi, Chuck.
He singles me out.
You know, they look down at me.
They look down.
They say I'm dirty. I stink. You know, there's a lot of excuses that people will use just because they're afraid to come here and accept Jesus and turn their life over to God instead of trying to control their own life and just show up to listen. Check the box. After that, they just start saying, why do I even go and check the box? I'm not getting it. You know, I'm sure you all have heard your own excuses from other people. And maybe use some yourselves. I've used some myself. I spent a lot of years going to church when I wanted. Not going to church when I wanted. You know, I found other things to do. Horses. Mechanics. Alcohol. You know, it gets worse and worse and just keeps going on and on. And then God chasing me and I stopped. Found out the important thing was to be here. So anyway, that was my second point. That's why we're charged to carry on. Because we don't want to backslide. We don't want to start going backwards, off the path. You know, you've heard all the preachings. So get up here and stay on this path. Don't come off. You know, I'm not going to move around a lot tonight because I might.
My third point is
the meat of the message or the center of the message. Some people, when they eat a hamburger, they don't eat buns and lettuce, but we do. It's the center. It's the satisfying part. It's the whole purpose of having something. It's the middle. And that point is to carry on. That is our point, to carry on. We get hit with things in life that can drag us down, to disappoint us. I think I might be getting ahead of myself. We'll read verse 5. That's in verse 5. But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions. Do the work of an evangelist and make full proof of thy ministry. That tells me I need to carry on. We have to, and I had a good illustration here. If I had the mic, I was going to do a little walk around. We have to go tell it on the mountain.
We have to go tell it on the mountain.
Down in the hills and through
the
woods.
Down in the hills and through the woods.
Down on the mountain, down the hills. And everywhere we go,
everywhere
tell others about the saving grace of Jesus.
Grace.
I don't know if y'all know that song. Go tell it on the mountain, down, right. And everywhere go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is Lord.
Jesus Christ
is Lord. And that is why we carry on. Now, verse 5 also gives a little bit more detail. We're going to receive affliction for this. We will be persecuted. We'll be looked at different. We'll be mocked, scoffed. We're going to get the whole... Some will be good, some will be bad. We will have affliction, without a doubt. And we are supposed to endure it.
We are supposed to endure it.
Even when we get downhearted.
Even when we get downhearted.
Or discouraged. Or something happens in your life that just seems to take the wind out of you.
The loss of a loved one.
Comes to mind. But, you know, anything we do, any little ministry or part of the ministry that we all hold, whether it just be coming here and encouraging others, praying at home, whatever we do, even if we get disheartened, discouraged, and the wind knocked out of us, when it's hard. After the cross. But he did it before the cross. And that's a big point for me to carry on. Jesus could have stopped it at any time. But he made it all the way to Calvary. Hung on the cross. And died there. They didn't even have to break his legs. He died there. And he did it by choice for our sins. So that we could be saved. And he carried on after. He was resurrected. He came back. He talked to the disciples. He told them, go and preach the gospel. And the disciples gathered people and said, all right, we're going to teach you. Now you got to go. Build churches. Preach the gospel. And so on and so on. And we're still doing it over 2,000
years later.
And that's because it's real. And that's what we're carrying on. We have to carry on. We have to find joy in our affliction, in our pain. And we do have to carry on.
And we do have to carry on.
And that was why I, that heavy spirit after reading all this, and that it really hit me, that I had to run this part all the way through. Even if it's my last time up here, I had to run it through for Jesus. It might be my last time up here. I don't know. But it's not my last time out there. I'm going to carry on. Jesus carried on. All the way. In heaven.
All the way.
And now he's got a pastor who carried on. And I'm sure. I know I was going to save this for, you know, Monday. I can almost practically guarantee it.
Before they came in.
And when they came in at that last minute, I bet he said, hold on, I got one question for you.
Got one question for you.
If you were to die today, where would you go?
Where would you go?
And see, that's the, our faith is the only thing that
can.
Our faith, our belief in Jesus Christ is the only thing that can save us. It's not works. Once we're saved, we have the faith, our works count.
For
crowns and jewels and stuff up there.
But
if you don't have that faith in you tonight, we'll get it. You can change it. You can do it tonight. Just like this message just got changed. That's no joke. This message just got changed. And that's where God leads us. Is to carry on.
So let's carry on.
Why should we carry on? That's
Why
in verses 6
on?
Through 8.
That's in verses 6 through 8.
Read them with me. For I am now ready to be offered.
For I am now
and the time
ready
of my departure is at hand.
And the time of my departure
I have fought a good
hand.
Fight. I have finished
my
course.
I have
kept
finished my course.
The faith.
I have kept
Henceforth
the faith.
There is laid up for me a crown
Henceforth,
of righteousness.
There is laid up for me
which
a crown of
Lord
righteousness.
Is,
which the Lord is.
The crown of righteousness. Which
the
Lord,
righteousness,
the righteous judge,
the Lord,
shall
the
give me at that day,
shall give
and not
that day,
to me only,
and not but to
all them also that love his
appearing. All of them also that love his appearing.
You could pull so much out of this one verse.
You could pull so much out of this one verse.
I could be here for an hour.
I could be here.
But I'm not going to be. Probably going to be really
long.
Probably
going to be really.
I don't know. My phone's not on. Can't see. Anyways, why should we carry on?
Anyways, why should we carry on?
This has two parts. First of all,
time
is shorter than we think.
Time is shorter than we think.
We don't get an eternity on this earth. As he says, I am now ready to be offered.
And
the time of my departure is at hand.
We
only get,
most people
get 70 years. Some people get 80 years. Maybe a little more. That does come with pain and suffering, but you do get it. And that's it. We don't get an eternity on this earth.
We don't get an eternity on this earth.
Secondly, if we have fought the good fight, here's another.
If we have fought the good fight,
and carried on
all the way to the end,
and have kept our faith,
we are assured.
We are assured. That there are treasures laid up for us in eternity by God. We're assured that. It's not a question. It's not a gesture. It's an assurity out of God's own words that there are treasures laid up for us. Thirdly, on this one, you won't be alone receiving the gift. All of our work in the ministry
for
Jesus will bring a reward in heaven. From our everyday works,
Big
jobs that take lots of hours,
great devotion,
physical effort. You know, God calls us all
to do different jobs.
Not everybody can preach. I probably can't preach. Not everybody can sing.
But I end up
having to lead songs anyways.
Because
God called me. That's why. Why did he call me? Because he called me. That was my section of the ministry. And I'll fulfill it. I'll be available because he called me. And I answer. Thank you, God, for that. But we all are called to do different jobs.
From
physical labor, you know, Bill puts in
hours
of labor here.
And
God appreciates it, and his works are going for treasures. Praying.
Just praying.
For church members. For the church itself,
for the list,
just praying is part of this ministry. And if there's nothing else, everybody can pray.
We're going to get rewards.
Preaching, you know.
So many chores that the church needs
help with, and they are all important. Every job you're called for is important. Everything has a purpose.
Have a
choice
given
to us from creation
to either
listen to God and accept it,
do it,
or to not.
I'm
sure God always has a backup plan.
That's
our choice. And if we do answer that call,
we are
insured, guaranteed a reward
for that
call. All I do is stand up here and lead
songs.
That's it. A lot of times I mess up here and there, but it's an important job,
and
I'm not great at it. However, it is.
I try to.
After that, I go there and I try to listen to the message and I try to apply it to my life.
I see it.
Search for God to call me to do something. And he's called me to do a few other things. But they're all important. Every single thing.
The personal
vacuums, personal wipes down stuff. The volunteer hours, the teachers for the school, the volunteers for the food bank. people that come to men's fellowship come in there and just fellowship in there. It's all important for the ministry. Ushers is another one. Handing out prayer sheets on Wednesday night. They all come together to make the ministry run. And we have to carry on. So these are the things that we always need help with. My final point is going to be kind of quick. I had wrote down an actual ending to this in my work Bible, which is in my bag at work or at home. But it's a summing up verse. My fifth point is verse number 9. Do thy diligence to come shortly unto me. It's simple. Simply says we all need to answer God quickly when He calls. Do your diligence to come shortly when He calls you, when He whispers in you or gives you that feeling like, you know what, I should go talk to that person. I should go ask him how he's doing. I should, you know, somebody sneezing. I should get her a tissue. I should come up here and kneel and pray. When He calls you to do something, do it quickly. I have found it's a whole lot easier than to play Jonah. Because I don't want to end up in the belly of a whale. I don't like chastisement. It hurts. But that's do it quickly. Do thy diligence to come shortly unto me. And I did have a little add-on to that here. And I've said it throughout this message. And carry on until we can't carry on anymore. All the way. You know, parents have raised their kids until they're gone. A lot of things. But carry on with whatever God calls you to do until He calls you to do something else or until you're over and you're with God. Because He looks forward. He looks forward to us coming home. And Him saying, good job. Good job. And then we get our, we hit our Bema seat and then get our stuff after the fire burns off the Haywood stubble and go into the crystal seat. And then it's Jesus' feet and it's on. So carry on until it's done. And that's the end of my little message. I can't see that clock, so no invitation tonight. It was just a message for us, close-knit family, church. I hope you get something out of it. I know I'm not perfect. I know I'm not a practice preacher. I'm just a song leader. But I had to carry on, and we all need to carry on. Because this church has to keep going forward. So God worked through Pastor. Now we have to pick up the torch and let God work through us all. That's what I wrote in my Bible. Sweet. Thank you, God. It's the craziest thing, I'm telling you. I'm no Billy Graham, but God is God. But if you bow your heads, we'll pray. Father God, thank you so much for your message. Help it to sink in our every single day life, to carry on and to carry the torch for Jesus Christ. He was the light, and we are carrying it out to the entire world. We want to be a light for you, Jesus. Keep us all safe, and again, please be with the Storm family and their bereavement, and the church in the bereavement. of the passing of our pastor. He was an amazing man, and I know he was a light for you until the end. He's a good inspiration and a good motivation for us to continue. Please give us the strength and the wisdom and the courage and the power to do these things for you in your name, Jesus. Amen. You are dismissed.